Welcome to Profiles in Valor, stories of decorated men and women serving in today's military.
Thank you for joining us. Today we share a very special profile in Valor, that of First Lieutenant Travis L. Mannion, recipient of the Silver Star for Valor in Operation Iraqi Freedom. While many of our heroes have returned home to share their own stories, many others have not. First Lieutenant Mannion was one of these fallen heroes, and we are honored to have with us today to tell his story, his mother, Mrs. Janet Mannion. Your son graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy in 2004 and went on to become an officer in the Marine Corps. What influenced his decision to serve?
Well, my husband was a colonel in the Marine Corps. He retired last year after 30 years. So I'm sure being a military child, that had a lot to do with it.
And he seems to have been a very strong leader. Did he always show signs of being the type of man that others would want to follow from an early age, or was it the just growing up in that environment then that helped influence him?
No, Travis was the type of person who would walk into a room and it would light up. He had a presence that was hard to miss. He was very intelligent. He was an athlete. He was a wrestler, a varsity wrestler.
Well, this leadership ability and this attitude led him to be chosen to serve as an advisor during his second tour of Iraq, helping to build the new Iraqi army. Did he express any thoughts on that to you?
Well, yes. Travis had a passion for his mission, and he believed in the Iraqi people and their freedom. He developed a close bond with his Iraqi counterparts, and he was truly committed to their success. The Iraqi colonel had said at his service in over there that the American people should know that we too lost a brother today. So I know he respected them and they respected him.
Well, and I've read of several incidents where he really demonstrated just how dedicated he was to the Iraqis that were serving with him. There was an incident on March 27th, 2007. Where the Iraqis that he was advising came under attack, and he personally exposed himself to enemy fire during the ambush to really lead the counterattack and repulse the attackers. Did he tell you much about missions like this and this bond he had with the Iraqi soldiers?
He told us a little. Obviously he couldn't talk much on the phones, and he let us know that, but afterwards and hearing from people who served there with him, like the Navy doc was one of the guys that he pulled out of harm's way on the day he was killed. He said that Lieutenant Mannion was the first one in every building and always the last one out, and he made sure all of his men were safe. And the commanding officer told said they want to fight on as Travis would want them to do. And so that's an honor for us to know that our son was well-respected and they believed in what he was doing as he believed in his mission.
Well, and this final mission came on April 29th, 2007. He was conducting a search of an insurgent house when they came under attack. Can you tell us a little bit about the events of this day?
Well, that day, other than I know, like I said, we spoke with the Navy doc. We went down to Walter Reed, and we've spoken with him since. He just said that Travis, he knew what he was doing. He was out there saving his guys. He put himself right in the middle of the fire. And his interpreter told us he came and spent New Year's with us last year. And he said to us, the Iraqis they know when their spirit knows when it's going to die. And he truly believed that Travis knew from the events of that last week and how much he was stepping forward and stepping in front of and protecting the men. He felt that Travis knew that it was his time to go.
And there were just, reading his story, just a number of instances where he really did step forward and risk his own life to save wounded Marines during this action on April 29th, 2007. He saved two Marines. He saved some of the Iraqi soldiers. You can tell just a dedicated Marine. Well, Mrs. Mannion, thank you for joining us today. We're all very grateful for your son's service and his sacrifice, and we hope that we're able to do his story justice today.
Thank you. Thank you for spreading the word.
Thank you.
Profiles in Valor is produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America. To hear more profiles, subscribe on iTunes or visit www.americanveteranscenter.org.